And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 18th of December, 2014. It's the birthday of Charles Wesley, Epworth, England, 1707. He and his brother John Wesley, founders of Methodism. They came over to America on a mission to Georgia. It was a big failure. Went back home. It was a miserable voyage. And once Charles Wesley got back to England, he had the great religious awakening that he had been waiting for. And a few days later, John Wesley had one too. And they set out around the countryside on horseback, preaching to coal miners, prison inmates, to anybody who would gather in the open air to see them. And Charles Wesley set out to write hymns. He admired the Moravians for their hymn-singing tradition, and Charles Wesley wrote his hymns to be sung by anybody out in the open air. He wrote, "O for a thousand tongues to sing." He wrote, "Hark the herald angels sing," and hundreds of others. It's the birthday of the short story writer Saki, born Hector Hugh Munro in Burma, a British colony at the time, in 1870, who wrote short stories satirizing upper-class Edwardian society, the society that he had been raised in. Saki, who was killed in 1916 in World War I by a German sniper. Apparently his last words were, "Put that bloody cigarette out." It's the birthday of Ty Cobb, Narrows, Georgia, 1886. He was 18 years old when he made his debut with the Detroit Tigers. 3 weeks before, his mother had shot and killed his father outside their house. Apparently, she thought he was an intruder. Ty Cobb, famous as a great competitor, who still has the highest lifetime batting average of all time. And it's the birthday of Fletcher Henderson, Cuthbert, Georgia, 1897, majored in chemistry at Atlanta University, moved to New York City to find work, and instead was hired to play piano on a Hudson River boat. And several years later, he formed the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra. His jazz arrangements emphasized the horns and left room for improvised solos in between the arranged passages. It was a new sound for big band jazz. Here's a poem for today by James Wright, "The First Days." The first thing I saw in the morning was a huge golden bee plowing his burly right shoulder into the belly of a sleek yellow pear low on a bough. Before he could find that sudden black honey that squirms around in there, inside the seed, the tree could not bear any more. The pear fell to the ground with the bee still half alive inside its body. He would have died if I hadn't knelt down and sliced the pear gently a little more open. The bee shuddered and returned. Maybe I should have left him alone there, drowning in his own delight. "The best days are the first to flee," sang the lovely musician born in this town. So like my own, I let the bee go among the gasworks at the edge of Mantua. A poem by James Wright, "The First Days," from his collected poems, published by Wesleyan Poetry Series and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. Available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.